Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation. It is hump day.
Yeah!
All right, we're going to start off right because we got my girl Eva Marcel sitting in for Gary.
All right, all right, all right.
And we got to check in with our LA peeps, Heidi and Frank. Hey, what up, Heidi? What you got?
What's up, Atlanta?
Yeah, what you got?
Hey, guys.
Well, here's the thing. We're going to talk about the story that just won't die. Tiffany Haddish is talking about who bit Beyonce.
Oh,
so we're
going to
talk
gosh.
About that. And also,
you better be solving it today.
And plus, also shocking, Kanye West is in the news, so we're going to tell you why we're talking about him now, something brand new.
Uh-oh.
But first, Angelina Jolie could lose primary custody of her six kids.
Some guys have all the luck.
Stop. So I guess the deal was is that Angelina Jolie, like, she didn't even let Brad Pitt text or call his own children whenever he wanted to. And she had a phone that would, like, monitor, you know, when they were talking, what they were texting.
Yeah, she had one phone that he could call to talk to each kid, but each kid's old enough to have their own phone, so they all have their own phone number, and so he wanted to call them individually. She's like, no.
So the judge ordered Angelina to give Brad Pitt each of the kids' cell phone numbers so that he can contact them whenever
Absolutely.
He wants, text them whenever
Absolutely.
He wants, and unmonitored by her. The court also laid out a summer schedule for Brad and the kids, and Angie is not allowed to be involved at all. And if she doesn't abide by this, then the judge is saying, listen, if you're not going to do this, you're going to lose primary custody of these six children, and they'll go to Brad Pitt.
She was being very maleficent.
Yeah,
she's like,
no.
Right. It's
you
so
can't
hard to raise kids. Like,
Brad.
Six kids? You don't want help? Like, you don't want to give him three? So
she,
you, like,
she, right.
She wants help,
right,
but,
Eva.
You know, I think she's just gotten so wrapped into the fact that she lost him, you know? It was a bad divorce. She said, basically, he was abusing the kids and doing smoking and drinking around the kids. And it got so ugly that now she's emotional and she's taking it out on him using the kids.
But God bless the children, but the real loser here is going to be Brad Pitt. He just wanted to see the kids a little bit more. He didn't want all six of the kids.
Yeah. He's like, wait.
He wanted a phone number. That was it.
Wait, primary custody, what?
Well, Britney Spears may be ready to walk down the aisle again. Sources say that Britney is the happiest that she's ever been with her boyfriend, Sam Asghari. But there is a problem. I guess Britney's dad...
Okay.
Is not letting her go down the aisle with Sam.
Well, this would be her third marriage.
This is good.
But she's 36 years old. I mean, is she still under some conservatorship that, you know, that dad has control
of
her?
It doesn't matter. We have done so many stories on Kevin Federline coming back trying to get more and more money from her. She's not able to write a good prenup, obviously, because these people are able to come back. This man getting, Kevin is getting $30,000 a month, and he's still seeking more money. Yes!
I'm about to go marry her.
Okay!
I'm with Brittany.
Listen, Sam, her boyfriend, is 24 years old. I think Dad looks at a 24-year-old guy and says, listen,
really?
You know what? I understand this kid's 24 years old. He's obviously, he's sleeping with Britney Spears. He is really high on himself right now.
Is he 24?
Yeah.
Why don't she just get full custody of him?
Oh, that's it.
All right, well, like Jason Voorhees, this is the story that just won't die. Now, Tiffany Haddish has just possibly confirmed the mystery Beyonce biter. So, you remember, like, you know, Tiffany's story begins with an anonymous celebrity who bit Beyonce in the face. Now, first it was coming out that it was Sanaa Lathan that did it, and she denied it profusely. But the saga continues, my friends. So, in a new interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Tiffany asked the reporter if she knew who the biter was, and the reporter whispered Sanaa's name into Tiffany's ear. And Tiffany smiled and said this: "I'm super good friends with her stepmom and her dad, and they were mad at me. They were like, why would you do this to the family? You know, black actresses, you guys got to stick together. Why would you try to ruin her career? But I didn't try to ruin her career. I never said her name. I was just trying to say how Beyonce kept me from going to jail that night."
This is not helping. This is making things even more confusing.
It doesn't necessarily confirm that it was Sanaa Lathan that did it.
I think that it pushes us more towards Sanaa, and I love you, Sanaa. But this pushes it more towards her because Tiffany didn't say that Sanaa didn't do it. What she said was, "I didn't say Sanaa's name." That's what she said.
And the problem is, the problem's not biting Beyonce's face. The problem was doing, like, she was totally on drugs that night and was like, "I love you, and I'm going to eat your face." And she was out of her mind on drugs. I think that's the issue that people, that her parents have an issue with.
But here's the thing. But there's been many a times where, like, you'll pop up in a story and you'll come into work and I'll be reading it, like, not believing it. You're like, this can't be true. Pusha would fight nobody.
Right, and I'm
like,
yes.
You see the video. She come to work like, ain't nothing happened.
Not me.
Yeah, sweet little Portia.
Kanye West has a unique way to promote his new line of sneakers. He tweeted out a picture of naked women only wearing his sneakers. So you only have one thing to focus on. Actually,
four?
Two things to focus on.
Actually, three, four.
Four. Like maybe, a lot of things to focus on.
Six. Wait. Five, six,
seven, eight.
I think people are going to focus on everything except the sneakers.
Exactly. That's the one thing I do not see are sneakers.
So here's what I find kind of interesting about the two models. Obviously, one looks an awful lot like his wife, Kim Kardashian. And the other one, I think, looks like Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
And they used to be best friends.
Yeah, the girl who looks like Kim Kardashian, is her name is Jasmine. Okay. She's really sweet.
No, she's not Jasmine. She's great value, Kim Kardashian.
Hey, don't you come for Jazz. She's really sweet.
You got two naked women standing in some orthopedic shoes.
Thank you.
And when is your body looking like a wisdom tooth sexy? <You're> like,
they look so unhappy, though.
They do.
You know how when you do a photo shoot, Eva, you're listening to music. Maybe they're listening to the new Kanye album when he's talking about killing somebody or, you know, all those suicide very and stuff. Depressed. Like, his album is very depressing.
Out of curiosity, what kind of box do these shoes come in?
Don't say boxing come in the same sentence.
I mean, is there a feature on the shoes that has like a zipper pocket or something? It's like, where's she going to keep her keys? I mean, are they showing that it's also shoes and purse or what? I don't know.
They are attractive. They just look like they're hostages. Like, they don't look like they're there on their own volition.
And is he advertising shoes or is he advertising Yeezy sex dolls? Because they look like sex dolls.
They look phony.
That's what
they look
like.
They're doing
real doll.
Like they're doing a photo shoot in North Korea.
All right, so we found out today that along with Mexico and Canada, America will be hosting the 2026 World Cup.
Woo! Nice!
And are we so lucky because the games are going to be played in Atlanta and Los Angeles.
Yes. Wow! Are you kidding me?
So if you rewind back a couple weeks ago, me, Frank, and Gary, we took a test via 23andMe.com to find out our DNA roots. We wanted to know what our heritage was and to find out the country that we're connected to in the World Cup since America's not in it.
Okay.
We're both actually rooting for Senegal. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. Same okay. You and Frank?
No, I mean Gary.
So am I.
I was like, what?
That's crazy.
Frank, you're from Senegal.
Frank is from another mother.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Senegal's in the house. You know, we got Akon. You know what I'm saying? He got the cool marriage rules going on, so I'm going to start doing that, too.
Don't get hurt now.
Frank, who are you rooting
for, 23andMe sent me my results of my genealogy, and it looks like for the World Cup, I will be rooting for France.
Oh!
Yes, I'm French, like
Frankie?
Pepe Le Pew.
Why is there a cock on the front?
What?
Isn't there? Isn't that a chicken? Is that a chicken?
Hey, I got mine back. Mine said I'm from Detroit.
Go to 23andMe.com to find out what country you should root for and watch the 2018 FIFA World Cup airing on Fox tomorrow, June 14th, all the way to July 15th.
Shaq reveals why he's the commander in cheese when we come back. Dish Nation.
Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome, guys.
Hey. Now, Lil' Kim, the original Queen Bee, was honored with a proclamation from New York City yesterday in honor of African-American Music Appreciation Month. But you know who else was there?
Who?
Her ex-friend or slash boyfriend, depending on how you look at it, Maino. He tried to steal the entire moment.
Hey, pretty much did.
They've been having this weird Cold War going on for years, man. First, he hijacked the ceremony just as she was about to be given the award so that he could speak. And then when they posed for a pic after, it was pretty clear that Kim wanted no parts of him.
You look great, Kim.
Yeah, Kim. Yes. Yeah, Maino. Yeah, Brooklyn.
She's straight Melania'd him. You know, Donald Trump used to try to put his hand on her, like, yo.
She looked pissed. Like, you could see how mad she was in her face.
She was so mad.
She wasn't able to hide it at all.
But she still looked really pretty.
Yeah, she did look really good. But, like, why are you going to try to steal somebody's attention like that? Like, that's just, ugh.
Thirsty.
He was unmoved, like, attempt one. Yeah. Attempt two.
And then he put both hands on her.
And he was up there like,
yeah. Well, moving on, Ricky, I think you're going to like this. Okay. Yeah. So Shaq just went on Ellen, and he reveals some of his rules when raising his kids.
All right, so you have how many kids?
Six.
Six kids?
Yes.
And you have rules for them?
Yes.
What are they?
Well, my most famous rule is, in order to touch any of my cheese, you have to present me 2 degrees. You know what that means?
No. I don't know what any of that means.
Okay. Cheese means money.
Money.
So their father's very successful. So as a father, I'm not going to give them handouts.
Right.
They have to get a bachelor's and a master's. And then I'll...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 2 degrees
to get any of my cheese.
Yeah. Room. I like that. I really like that.
Entitlement. Entitlement is the worst characteristic that one can develop. Mm-hmm. Sense of entitlement. Nobody owe you nothing. Nobody bounced the ball. Nobody. That's Shaq's money. And I'm the same way. Hey, if you're going to get some of my cheese, bring a degree.
I wonder if one of those kids will outsmart him and come through with 2 sticks of degree deodorant. Yeah. Gotta respect the hustle.
And he added something else. He said one of his other rules is that his sons can date at 18 years old, but his daughters can't date until they're 24.
Oh, they're gonna be wilding out.
Right.
It's not gonna happen. There is no way Shaq can keep his daughters 24? From dating until they're 24.
Yeah, I think you're setting them up to sneak.
All day.
Yeah. Explode.
Yeah. They're gonna just combust. Especially if they're in college the way he said he wanted them to.
Well, they need to be in college for quite some time.
First year of college, they're going to break that.
You know they ain't listening. They wait till you get his big ass in one of them Buicks, and then they go for it. Because you know it takes them time to get in and out of that car.
That's kind of the commercial when he goes.
Well, speaking of Shaq's money, we all know that Shaq has made a lot of smart investments over the years, but he also revealed his biggest missed opportunity.
All right, so I understand, and I love stories like this because you had an opportunity like to get in on Starbucks early,
yes.
Right?
Yes. It was my worst investment ever. So you guys know who Howard Schultz is? So Howard Schultz is the owner of Starbucks. So I meet with him, I want to say 1993, and he says, Shaq, I want to open up Starbucks in African-American communities. So me growing up, I never seen black people drink coffee. So I looked to the owner of Starbucks and said, it's not going to work. Black people don't drink coffee. So now every time I go to Starbucks and see black people drinking coffee, I'm
thunk it, though.
It does hurt when you leave money on the table, boy. You be like, oh, my God.
I have $2,500 invested in the Miami Dolphins, so I'm a part owner.
25, huh?
100.
Huh, 100?
What do you get with that?
Can you even buy season tickets for that?
Season ticket.
Season tickets.
All right, coming up, Sonic just introduced their new pickle juice slushie, and after the break, we're all going to give it a try, so stay tuned.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, check this out. Now, Sonic has just introduced a new pickle juice flavor slushy, and we decided to try the new slushy and judge for ourselves. Now,
Come on,
boys, you got to open up your mind. Now, Sonic they're not paying us. As a matter of fact, we had to buy these, so we're going to be as honest and as possible. So, Portia, go for it.
Why gotta be first?
Is it too sour?
Actually, I'm not mad at it.
Actually,
y'all like
it. It's better than I thought it was gonna be. A little syrupy for my taste.
Wow, y'all like this?
So from a happy Kanye to crying Michael Jordan what would you give it?
I give it a dance of Mary J.
No hateration or holleration in the dancery?
Hit him with the shoulder.
You like it like that?
I love ice and I like pickles, and I was just pregnant like yesterday, so I'm going to drink mine.
I give mine a dance and Lil' Kim.
Hey.
You know what that's like.
I'm going to give mine a crying Dennis Rodman, you know?
He is the new.
I just can't believe it's good. I thought it was going to be bad, man. I can't go home.
Right. Portion.
I'm sorry.
Just keep sucking it. Keep sucking it.
Don't listen.
We still talking about the shake, right?
Yeah.
Okay. A pickle residue on my tongue. I can't. That is a crime.
It's not bad.
Michael,
I thought you said you loved pickles.
I do, but I don't want it cold with ice and as a drink. Like, that's just weird.
I'm going to finish mine.
Yeah.
Well, here, you can have mine, too.
Yeah,
thank you.
Freeze that one for later.
Yeah. Sonic, you did it. You know black folks going to be buying this because black folks love pickle juice. Yes, sir. Black folks going to be lined up.
Well, guys, you know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Yes, and today we have a great deal that you cannot brush off.
What you got there?
Check out this Glamour Brush hair straightening brush. This heated brush gives you smooth, straight, frizz-free hair in half the time it takes for us to flat iron our hair.
What?
Mm-hmm. It has ceramic bristles for fast heating. It also has an auto shut off, so you never have to worry about leaving it on. It'll shut off in 30 minutes on its own.
Yeah, but Portia, look, I can't spend that much money, so how much is this?
Well, you're in luck, Eva. The Glamour Brush hair straightening brush has been priced as high as $100. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $19.
What?
Yes! And Ricky, it's so cheap, you can buy one for all your ladies.
Yeah, right, hey, help you with your beer game.
Oh,
hey, all right.
Hey, there you go.
Hey,
okay,
hey.
Super fly.
Pretty Ricky's what they call it.
Just go to morningsave.com and straighten out your savings.
Okay, did you see that raccoon climb to the top of a building last night? Yeah, well, get the full story when we come back.
Welcome back. Well, the Twitterverse was in a shambles last night over a raccoon. What am I talking about? Well, in St. Paul, Minnesota, a raccoon was spotted on Monday on the first floor ledge of a building downtown. And people were like, oh my gosh, cute little raccoon. We make sure he's okay. So as maintenance workers tried to go get him and rescue him and take him off the building, he was like, oh, no, no. And he started climbing, and he climbed the side of the building all the way up to the 25th floor.
Really?
Yeah. So so he did climb for the better part of 2 days, stopping to take breaks along the way. And then finally, he made it all the way to the top of the building where animal control officers ended up getting him and rescuing him.
I'm thinking that UBS, the building that it was climbing, obviously, whatever's happening inside, they're trying to destroy the galaxy. And this is Rocket, guardian of the galaxy, trying to save us all. Or they're doing some crazy animal testing inside and combining the genetics of spiders and raccoons and becoming up with Spider-Coon. Spider-Coon, Spider-Coon, he sleeps until noon. Spider-Coon, Spider-Coon, eat anything from a spoon. He's Spider-Coon. Yeah, see, it's a whole new Marvel thing. Seriously, we've had enough of these movies.
Okay, we're on to you.
Stop combining the stuff.
This is all a joke. We
ridiculous.
Get it. I mean,
the show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal.
They
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.